Will you please open your Bibles to Romans chapter 8? As you do that, I just need to satisfy a curiosity. Mr. Creech, it's just water. So, I had visions of him coming up here, his mouth getting dry, and him going, I can't do it. So I did that for you, Mr. Creech. Romans chapter 8, verse 18. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. I want you to pay close attention to that word glory. The word glory in the Bible can mean a number of different things. One of them is sort of the brightness, even the shininess, young people, of something that is bright and shiny. But it also refers to weight. Has to do with the idea of being on one side of a scale and something else on the other side of a scale. And when you and I are on opposite sides of the scale from God, He gets all the weight. He gets all the glory. Always. And so when we give God glory, it is our way of taking whatever weight we think we have or we have earned, and we throw it on to God, because only God is worthy of that glory. So, young people, it is family day. Be aware that glory means this bright, shiny, heavy awesomeness. So when I say glory, just go back to that. I want you to go down to verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to His purpose. For whom He foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He, being His Son, might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom He predestined, these He also called. Whom He called, these He also justified. And whom He justified, these He also glorified. Wait a minute. We're back to that bright, shiny, heavy awesomeness. And it looks like you and I might actually have an opportunity to partake of some of that. Well, let's figure out how that works. Today's family day. It was going to be earlier in the week, but we're not going to rehash all of that. Look at this family day that Mr. Ledbetter has planned for us. I love family day. My wife and I are here at the Feast of Tabernacles with our two teenage daughters. I get to spend time meeting some more brothers and sisters in the family of God. But if the truth be known, if this day were titled according to the experience I had in my childhood, it might not be family day. It would be just ever so slightly dysfunctional family day. Now, this is one of those times where I don't want you to nod and I don't want you to raise your hand, because you might be sitting next to your family, but it's possible that I'm not the only one whose childhood may have been just a little bit dysfunctional. Aren't we glad that God is calling people into His family, but His desire is to create a fully functional family? Let me take you back just a little bit to what it was like for me growing up, because my mom and dad are kind and generous and loving people, always have been. I honor my parents at every opportunity. But the truth is that they were working without a full understanding of God's truth and God's plan. And the other part about my childhood growing up that you need to understand, and this is the title of the sermonette, is I have one brother. One older brother, and here's the title, My Brother's an Only Child. Now, maybe you know what it's like to grow up with one of those siblings who's the golden child, maybe the favorite. Maybe you are the favorite. It wasn't that way with me. So I think it started early. So when I was born, I was supposed to be a girl. My mom had pink dresses and pink decorations. She even had a name picked out. My name was going to be Tammy Sue. Can you imagine? I think sometimes that I would have married a television evangelist and I would have been on TV. It's selling all kinds of things. When I was about 7, my dad got a new car. He got a Volkswagen, not just a Beetle, but he got the Super Beetle. Now, I don't know how many of you remember the old Super Beetle, the Beetle. It was sort of a rounded, funny-looking little car. In the back seat of the Volkswagen Beetle was a place for two people, but there was also a storage compartment when the seat would lift up. You could lay it down or you could lift it up, and in the back was a very small storage compartment. My dad should have been a branding or marketing expert. He told me, he said, "Son, won't you see if you can fit back there?" And I did fit back there. I fit back there relatively comfortably. So my dad actually gave that spot in the car a name. He called it the well. And that was my seat. That was where I would sit. Now, I've got a niece who's, like a year old. Her car seat is one of these with 4-point safety harness. They wrap her in bubble wrap and then they put her in. I rode in the back of a Volkswagen in the well with the defroster lines burning into the side of my head. I really didn't think it was that big a deal until I looked over the seat and I saw my brother, that brother, laying across the back seat reading a book. Okay. One more. At the height of the Star Wars craze, now this is, look, just wait. At the height of the Star Wars craze, I came down one time and my mom and dad had wrapped a big package for me. And I opened that package and I got the X-Wing Fighter. And I thought, this is so cool. The X-Wing Fighter is the one that Luke would fly along with all, these were the good guys. I got the X-Wing Fighter. My brother had a similar package. I thought, this is so great. My brother, maybe he got an X-Wing Fighter. Maybe we can fly maneuvers together. I guess that's what they call it, maneuvers. I thought, well, maybe they got him the TIE Fighter. That was the bad guy's ship. Maybe we could have this friendly competition. My brother opened his package. How many of you know what he got? He got the Millennium Falcon. There's only one of those. Here's the thing. My older brother, maybe he's the golden child, or maybe Mr. Betts, I just need to get over it, right? Yeah. Here's the thing. You and I have a heavenly Father. And we also have a brother, one like whom there can be no other. He is the only begotten of the Father, according to what we read in Scripture. Acts chapter 13 and verse 33, referring to the Old Testament promises, reads this: God has fulfilled this for us, their children, in that he has raised up Jesus. As it is also written in the second psalm, "You are my son. Today I have begotten you." That word begotten, to literally become the son of, also carries with it the idea that this is one like whom there can be no other. And yet, because of the person and ultimately the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, provision has been made for you and I to have the opportunity to be a part of God's family because of our older brother, the one like whom there can be no other. Maybe I will take a taste of that. You know, my parents never said it. But some people when I was growing up actually did say to me, mainly it was teachers. I think maybe it was because I really misbehaved in class. My brother was a really good student and really well behaved in class. Whatever the opposite of that is pretty much what I did. People actually said to me, "Why can't you be more like your brother?" Now, my parents never said that, so let's be clear. But let's also be clear. Our Heavenly Father does say to you and I want you to be more like your older brother every day. In the opening prayer, we heard a prayer, "Help us to become more like Jesus Christ every day." This is part of that process by which you and I become more and more Christ-like and therefore useful in God's family. In 1 John chapter 5 and verse 1, we read this: "Whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone who loves him who begot also loves him who is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome." See, this older brother, one like whom there can be no other, the difference between him and you and me is that you and I were created, but he is eternal. The Bible tells us in John chapter 1, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Everything that was created through him. And we also find out that you and I can only have access to the Father through the Son. And yet the expectation is, as we connect to the Father through the Son, our responsibility is to become more and more like our older brother Jesus Christ every day. My brother and I have a great relationship. My older brother. We are so different. He's about 18 months older than I am. Has a head full of gray hair, a long gray beard. One of those relationships where every time we see each other, even though we live hundreds of miles apart, it's like the conversation just picks up right where it left off. I'm grateful for him. And one thing that I can tell you is that in spite of the fact that it really did feel like he was the favorite, I never got that from him. He was always very proud of me. Still to this day, he is proud of me. When I would encounter him in his circle of friends, he would always say, "This is my brother," you know, and I would stand next to him and we would do things together. He was always proud. Do you know that there's going to come a time when Jesus Christ returns and finds this family that God is drawing to himself? And he will look at you and I as brothers and sisters, and he will not be ashamed. We read that in Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 10. Hebrews 2 verse 10, "For it was fitting for him, for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings." See how we're coming full circle here? "For both he who sanctifies and those who are being sanctified are all of one, for which reason he is not ashamed to call them brethren." Praise be to God that you and I are celebrating this week a picture of what it's going to look like when God the Father continues the process of building his family. He will do so through our older brother, Jesus Christ, one like whom there can be no other. But you and I must become more like our brother every day. And in doing so, he will not be ashamed of us. May you have a blessed and wonderful Family Day.